It's all about what you're doing, my nigga. Get to it, sit back. Don't get to it. You gon' watch niggas get famous in front of you, nigga. Watch niggas get rich right in front of you. If you don't want it, watch. You gon' end up working for a nigga. You could've been hired. Work.
Fresh about them state greens.
Fresh out.
Hopping out that van like the 18. Never thought that we would make cream. Being millionaires was a daydream. I've been that nigga since I was 18. Khaki Dickies with no creases, nigga stay clean. Al Green and James Brown with my mother played. Blow your brains in front of the witness, fuck what they seen. Greyhound buses to Baltimore. Play a boat for the coke, the plug was all aboard. Dead broke in the projects, my niggas always bored. $1 million in cash, nigga, my daughter saw it. Earned strikes before Adidas fits. I really need money, I never need a bitch. You jumped on my dick the same minute that you seen us lit.
Rousing intro from Mr. Dave East off Karma 3 dropped Friday. That shit was fire. Everybody needs to go cop up. I loved it. Angry Algorithms podcast back, president of the Ville, back with special guests this week. Also, Justin couldn't make it in today. He had some work issues. He'll be back next week. That's why I said just the president. I didn't introduce the prime minister because he's not here. But we got special guests this week that are already planned on coming in. Very good friends of mine. We have with us B the Barber and Mikey the Cugine from Paisano's Barber Lounge. Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Ville.
In the cut.
Like a band, like peroxide. I believe that's your famous
around anger. The cut.
Yeah. So is your anxiety fully in full flight right now? Or
I said that on the way here.
Mikey's good. Look, when you start talking, smooth. He's good.
Yeah, yeah, smooth.
You know, Mikey can talk. He never shuts up.
He's nervous
to talk for a little bit.
Right. I don't know the nerve-wracking part about it. It's just like having a conversation with your friends that's going to be broadcast in 30 countries and 6 continents. So there's no pressure. I get it. I understand. But is it weird? I guess, for me, when I did the first one and the first couple, it was like, I mean, Taylor, didn't you bring it up? And Taylor's back too, by the way. He's always back. But didn't you bring that up last week? Like you could, you said like you could tell like the first couple, like I was nervous, like about what I could say, what I couldn't say, shit like that.
Yeah, you were like second guessing everything.
Yeah. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Could be. Instead of like just, you know, this is like R. Kelly said, this is my story and I'm sticking to it. I'm cotton mouth like a motherfucker.
not the best person to quote, but yeah.
Valid point. That's a valid point. So, gentlemen, you have just opened up, I guess, how long is the shop been open now?
Mikey's my right hand. I got the place last July.
July, right?
We didn't legally open until November, so November 5th will be a full year.
And tell everyone, where's the shop at?
279 Egg Harbor Road, same plaza as Don Franco's Pizza, across the street from the only Reader's in Washington Township.
So most everyone probably didn't hear anything you heard except for across the street from Reader's in Washington Township, the only Reader's.
279 Egg Harbor Road.
Yeah.
Don Franco's Plaza.
There it is.
Across from the only Reader's in Township.
Oh, now I know. I know exactly where it's talking about now.
It's on Egg Harbor. No, if you know Township, you know where it's at. It's on Egg Harbor Road.
Yeah, I've been there, so I know.
You don't know Township, bro.
Bill doesn't come to get his hair cut.
If you don't know Township, it's hard, because Egg Harbor Road is the one main road through everything, so if you know that.
Right, then you should be good.
Yeah, you don't know nothing.
Bill, you've never been there?
What, to the shop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not to get his hair caught.
Come on. No, that's not true. I came in.
He comes for a pregame beers.
For hockey
Mikey,
games.
No, Mikey cut my hair.
You go in there
actually,
to drink beers?
Actually.
No, when he came, no. When he got a haircut one time, yep. It was an event. Yeah. He was there for a little bit. We hung out and everything.
And you weren't even officially open yet.
Yeah, that was when it was like still like
and we
paper
had
bag
secret
windows.
Yeah, secret squirrel.
Yeah. A beer and a sandwich we had for lunch.
Yeah. We did have a fantastic.
There was a secret knock, too.
Yes. I don't remember what it is, but it was something like, da-da-ding-ding-ding.
So you've only got one haircut there in the near year that they've been open.
Well, look at them.
Yeah.
Gets cuts every year.
And not to mention, Rona did put a hurting on things for a while, and nobody was cutting hair anywhere.
4 months?
Like, well, Mikey was in the driveway. I think I brought that in his...
Cut hair for bread and meat.
I told
her
grandma said, you better clean. Just stop doing haircuts or she's going to charge you for
cut hair
fucking
for bread
driveway.
And meat. If I don't cut, I don't eat.
Right. You know what I mean? That's what it is. How long have you been cutting hair? For as long as you can remember? When did you know... Let me rephrase the question. When did you know that you wanted to frack follicles forever?
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of actually do remember. I think it was Labor Day weekend, like something like that. And I was like, I need to go buy a pair of clippers and just do it.
Yeah,
I can't work a regular job.
Right.
But I didn't think I was gonna like really pursue it like that. I was like, let me buy a pair of clippers, and I got two little brothers to let me cut their hair.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of cheap friends who want free haircuts, so why not? It was. Probably about, I lied to everybody. I don't know. When I started cutting hair, I told people 4 years. Now it's like, I think 7 years, something like that, 6 years.
Yeah.
Not crazy long, but definitely long enough.
Same for you? How long?
In a shop, about five.
Five.
Yeah. I was cutting people's hairs in high school in the driveway, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Everybody got the same cut, three all the way around the back, box the sideburns.
But you still did it, but you just didn't take it serious until...
Right. I wasn't really fading. You got to, all even all the way around.
Yeah. Once Mikey moved to Williamstown, and then we linked up, I cut his hair the first shop we started working at, I cut his hair, and then he was like, yo, I'm a barber. I'm like, no, you ain't, bro. I'm like, chill.
Yeah.
And then he followed me on social media, and then he started going to hair school with a kid that worked with us.
Oh, okay.
Who he just basically was finishing up. He's like, that kid Mikey, like, we need someone to cut here. Like, that kid Mike's in school.
Yeah.
I'm like, does he really want to work? Because I didn't know. Mike never hit me up or nothing like that after about it. And then, crazy.
3 months later, I think it was, months. And
three of us are still together now at the same shop.
That's wild.
Our one buddy actually just came to our shop today.
That's love.
First day today.
So we just started. So you're bringing the crew on. I love that. So I didn't know that aspect of the story. I know other stuff, and I just think the part that I appreciate about y'all is just like the grind, and the hustle. You know what I mean? To take the idea, which can be scary, like branching out on your own. You know what I mean? Or working for someone else and then taking the next step and then, just being able to watch it continue to grow is, that's love, man. It's hype. I truly appreciate that, about y'all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. It's cool. It's really process. It's me and Mike, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I was able to take the jump from leaving the salon, we had our own little shop in there and everything. I mean, it was Mike the whole way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why everybody talks about, people be like, oh, what, you and Mike. I'm like, yeah, it is kind of like me and Mike, because he was the only one that was
right.
I was up to this about it.
What do you need?
When we getting out of here?
Yeah, you said that before.
What are we going to do? Hey, how are we going to do this? Oh, you need help? Oh, I'm coming in tomorrow.
Bet, I'm there.
I don't even got to ask Mike. He knows I need help.
Yeah, facts. I can say that about him for sure.
Yep, I'm always there. You need me, I'm there.
Definitely.
I'm like a fucking tick.
Like a hemorrhoid. Sometimes, even when you don't want you there, you're there. You're fuck, flick this thing off of me.
Ah, well, no, he's a pain in the ass, but he's a good and bad pain in the ass, though.
Yep.
Yeah. You know Mikey.
Are you guys the same age?
He's a year older than me.
Yeah, so basically the same age.
Yep.
And then how old are you guys?
I'll be 24 September 9th.
I'm 25.
Nice. Run your own business young.
Right.
Hell yeah, man.
Love it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Support small business, you know what I mean?
I love it. You got to.
Yeah. Got to start young, man.
And I think, and the other part is you've continued, not unlike a lot of other small businesses this year, you've had to continue to persevere.
When I first got into the policeman, it was Mikey will tell you. It was a piece of shit. I didn't realize how shit he was until that bitch moved out.
Yeah, got all her shit out. She did
bro,
you know,
bad.
One of your things, you put a poster over the hole in your room because you don't want your mom to see. That's basically what she did the whole place, man. That thing was.
I got pictures, bro. You wouldn't even believe that's what it is.
I'd like to see the poster because that had to be a big poster, dude.
dude,
your shop is not small. Nah. It's definitely not.
That was the thing. I think she didn't all the rooms, so every time something went wrong, she just put a little band-aid on something.
What was it prior?
It was a salon.
Oh, it was a salon.
Yeah, that was why I really wanted it.
But for the women? It was for the women, or was it a guy's?
It was girls.
No, it was girls. It was goth girls.
Got gauges and colorful hair, goth tattoos.
A hot topic salon?
Taylor's dream come true.
Yeah, that's literally what
just
it was.
Just sign me up, dude.
Bondage pants and all?
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, a lot of leather, that's a lot of chains.
That's crazy.
Seriously. That's we actually crazy. Worked with them for a little bit before.
Do you think that's how they held some of them down to get their haircuts with the fucking chains?
Yeah.
And if they did, I probably would have stayed with them.
There was actually a couple times. There was actually a couple times clients would come in and hear the music that they would play, and be like, "All right, I'm leaving." Yeah. If this is the music you guys are playing the whole time.
Well, long story short, what I wanted to leave my spots. I didn't want them to have the ability to say, "Kick rocks." Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure that I was kind of like, I'm in control. I'm letting you know. I'm going to tell you the truth about what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I already talked to this girl, and she's like, nah, just we'll figure something out. Come over here. I know you're going to be the next tenant, so you can do your thing while we're still finishing up and get everything out. So, man, we seen some shit over there. I mean, there was one time we seen a client on a Saturday. She sat in the chair. It was her first time there with the girls. Yep. And she goes, is this the kind of music you guys play here? And she goes, yeah, what's wrong? She goes, yeah, I'd rather not. I'd rather want to cancel my service.
What did she want? Fucking probably elevator music or something?
No, sometimes they would play...
like scream goth, like...
Scream music. It was bad.
Yeah.
Like, it was a laugh for all the guys because all the clients knew, like...
These girls are freaks.
They knew, like, we were just there for a couple months just until they got out. So it was kind of funny, but...
But the other lady said, I'm going to have to cancel my appointment. She probably...
Left. Yeah, she
was an older
lady. In her 40s, 50s. Like, she didn't like that at all.
She wanted smooth jazz. She wanted to throw on some Michael Bolton or something.
She wanted Stevie B.
Maybe Taylor Swift. I mean, maybe not Slayer.
She wanted
at 12 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday.
Brutal.
I'd throw on some Slayer every once in a while.
Yeah, I'll take Slayer over T-Swift.
Over T-Swizzy.
I don't know if your mom's going to like that in the hair salon, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to cut somebody's hair to it.
Yeah, I mean, the irony of it being Slayer, too. You know what I mean? While someone is standing over your head with shears.
Right. Yeah, with sharp objects.
Right. Crack them open. Crack them open.
Try keeping it quiet.
It doesn't matter. It's not that aspect. It's more. It's more like when I lip smack, because I do it. There's two people that hate it. One's out in the parking lot, and then the other one's my cousin Rory out in California. He complains all the time. So I do it once a week, and then I mention.
Well, you're a very dramatic speaker.
What your mom say when you were younger? Bill, chew with your mouth closed.
Yeah, probably. Probably. And then it also didn't help all the drugs that I sniffed later on in life with trying to chew food and breathe at the same time. So it just, that definitely didn't help.
I still
help.
Can't believe that story from last week.
Which one? Oh.
You're 24.
The 36-hour John?
Bender, yeah.
Look at him. He's a savage. We're going to call him Billy Allen Key for a reason.
So last week I...
Billy Allen Key.
Oh, you can do that one if you'd like.
Billy Pocket Knife.
Billy Pocket Knife. I like that one more.
Billy Elbows.
What'd you get on the back of your jersey for the Monday team?
Oh, so also, Brandon and Mikey's shop is sponsoring a team. And we got... They got jerseys. They're fucking sick. Actually, you know what? We can throw the jerseys up on the We'll throw them up when we post.
All right, cool.
With the pick that we took, so we'll do that and let
got
so
both
everyone
the recent
can,
ones right.
So everyone can see. Yeah. So then everyone can see the jerseys that we're talking about. But anyway, you're sponsoring the team.
Yeah, man.
And everyone
got a funny
nickname on the back.
Mine's
just digital. We're in the digital lounge right now, bro.
That's not funny. You just said everyone has funny names. That's not funny.
I know. I left it up to Mikey. I said, you can pick.
No, we picked Billy Fungal, and you didn't like that.
No, I said, that's fine.
And then we said...
Or forget about it.
I want a Billy Pocket Knife.
Forget about it.
I would have wanted a Billy Pocket Knife. I mean, you called the order in. You should have overrid...
I didn't call the order in. Mikey did. I mean, Mikey do it. I put
the order in. So sidetrack. Do y'all have your angry algorithm of the week? Something that frustrated you?
I could say mine.
What's yours?
Mine is when people hate getting their backs kicked in, but continue to kick other people's backs in.
Ooh.
I can't stand that. I really can't stand that.
Mine ain't that serious. It's kind of something that happens on the daily.
Okay. What do you got? I also
because it happened today.
I can't. Oh yeah, I don't like that either.
I can't stand it.
That's like the same way that people like sometimes people play aggressively on the rink, and then when you return the aggression, they
cry about it.
Yeah, I don't like
wah,
that.
Wah.
Ambulance. Wait,
right. Subtweeting over here. I see you. All right.
So go ahead.
My one client, they come in all the time, give them the same exact haircut. It's like a simple haircut. Like, you could do it.
Right.
Every time that you do it, trim more on the top.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
guy.
Every other week, comes in, and I don't trim more off the top.
Right.
And I give him back the mirror. He goes, perfect. And it gets me mad every time because I feel like he gets in the car and literally goes, yeah, I needed that off the top.
Yep.
And I didn't take nothing off.
Exactly.
So maybe you're just giving him a false sense of reassurance.
I don't know, but I want to tell him, like, yo, bud, I never take any off the top. I leave it the same length. And you swear I trim it more.
It almost sounds like religion, giving his false sense of reassurance. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
People love the bitch about something, man. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes my dude will leave, like, a little joint right here. And I think, at this point, he might do it on purpose.
Who's your dude?
We don't. What are we disclosing? Barbers? You want to see?
You don't got
taxes?
A barber.
You
look at
see
you.
My taxes too.
Oh my god.
Yeah, why are you going? Why aren't you going to your boy's spot?
Who's
what are
Taylor's
you doing?
Barber?
He don't have a barber. Look at his hair.
That's what I'm saying. What
Who's
are you doing?
Who's Taylor's barber?
Yo, he puts it.
I don't got a good situation up here,
but
so
for
I'm
the beard.
It. Oh, I've been doing my beard myself for like years now. Yeah.
Okay, it looks pretty decent to me.
Appreciate it.
The TV distorts a lot of the screen.
Stop. He saw it when he walked in.
Billy, you see him with a helmet or a hat on.
Right.
So he goes to the barber. He probably goes to a nice girly salon, and they trim everything outside of the hat because he says it's going to look the same with a helmet or a hat. So just make me look. Look, I got to look cute at work, and I got to look cute on the rink. So that's all that matters. I never take this thing
put
off.
Put your buckets on, Harry.
I still haven't seen you without a hat yet, so that is a great observation.
We went out to eat a while ago, me, Justin, and Justin's friend, and they were both experiencing male pattern, and they were talking about hair, and I had the hat on. Justin's friend's like, said something to the effect like, you're quiet over there, Bill, what are you working with over there? And I took it off, and he was like, oh, that's a damn shame. He's like, why you bottle that up in a hat all the time? He's like, that's not fair, man. He's like, you have a beautiful head of hair, and you just fuck it up with a hat.
You need a nice haircut. You look good with a haircut.
Yeah, seriously.
You don't care. You don't care what we say.
Take your hat off.
I've been told. What? All right, hold on.
This is the first time.
Oh, my God. Look at it.
Look at that, Taylor.
You have a nice lock.
He's got a whole head of hair. He does nothing with it.
Damn, yeah, dude.
The worst part
it
is like,
just like in Coming to America. It is just fruits and berries.
The worst part is like if you wanted to like play a prank on Bill like when you were younger and like shave his head when he was asleep or something, you couldn't. He has his helmet on all the time.
Fucking chin strap on. Actually, no.
I mean, I wouldn't go near Bill with a razor in the middle of the night when he's sleeping because he's got a pocket knife in his waistband at all times.
He does.
One time.
Check him right
one
now.
Time I let, one time I let my
he's
buddy.
He's got the Allen key today.
I let my best friend Ricky shave me off, whatever, you know, shave me off. Shave it off. Fucking buzzed my hair. Terrible.
You a picture?
Yeah, I probably do. I think, yeah, matter of fact, I definitely do because...
Is it in an orange jumpsuit?
I fucked up. I fucked up because it was like the week before school started, so then you get the back to school picture. So then it's like, first of all, I look like a fucking chemo patient. No disrespect to chemo patients, but it looked bad. No hair, and I'm like, oh my God, look at it. And then I was, you know, the fucking yearbook picture was like that. Fucking, bad.
All this beautiful stuff.
Yeah. Who's that? That was probably like 92.
Yeah, I'm old as fuck.
Yeah.
What year did you graduate?
What? I was supposed to.
Supposed to? Oh, no.
I was supposed to graduate in 2001.
Oh, okay.
Didn't graduate until 2005.
And they asked me.
Billy Madison.
Still haven't graduated.
They asked me.
Back to school.
They asked me not to come back. With six weeks before
well, you were bringing
graduation.
You were bringing beer to lunch. You were 23 years old.
Nah, that wasn't true. It was
wait, what
it was,
what'd you do?
What
or is this
I
a
do?
Bad subject?
What? No, I mean, it's open book now. Fucking Pandora can't go back in the box, dude. What didn't I do?
There was so, 6 weeks left
offering
of school.
The teacher drugs
so,
for good grades.
So, there was, I guess. So at our school, you could have 30 absences, 15 excused, 15 unexcused. Well, I ripped that out by like December, because December, right before Christmas break, believe it or not, I got in a fight. And
no way.
The way that the teacher wrote up the fucking thing, he's made it. He's like, I thought Mr. Brennan was gonna kill him. Blah blah blah.
Mr. Brennan, that's how old he was.
They fucking ripped me for like 25. I had like a 25-day suspension. So like I didn't go to school from like December till like almost February, because it was like 5 days right before the break, and then I missed the break, and then I came back, and they were just jerking wreck on me, and then I just kind of started to make life hell, and eventually they were like, all right, I had like a fucking filing cabinet in the thing that was just mine. Like, of all, I think the one time I robbed the lunchroom.
What?
Yeah. What do you mean you robbed the lunchroom?
Yeah, what?
So I went in, I didn't have a lunch, I had to take 8 classes, and then...
And then you took out your pocket knife.
No. No, I didn't even have to. So I walked in, so I didn't have a lunch, they would let me walk in between classes, and then I would go get the lunch, and then I walked in the one time, and then there's just all the fucking money just sitting on the fucking register, and I was like,
That's
jackpot.
Fine.
Bill's life's like a movie.
Grip that up. Wait, here's the best part.
Do you remember how much it was?
I used to steal like pretzels and like cookies.
Do I remember how much it was?
Yeah.
$447.
$447.
Ooh. 37 cents, because I took the change too. All right. So check it out. Yo. I leave and I'm like, oh, they're going to be on me.
Were there cameras?
Huh? Nah. This might have been like a year after it. Maybe 2 years after Columbine, so maybe they might have. I don't. Yeah. Matter of fact, there was, because they. So let me get to the story. Hold on, okay. I'm gonna tell you. I'll paint the picture for you. So I leave, right, and I see a couple of my boys. I'm like, yo, here, take a couple bucks. Don't ask no fucking questions. I'll hook you up. Just meet at the fucking corner after fucking school. Here. So all that I had was like $17 on me, right. So I go and I eat the lunch.
17.
And I'm sitting in. Right.
I thought you just robbed $447.
And I passed it all off because I know that they're going to come ask me.
Smart.
So I go sit in and I'm in class and I'm just sitting there eating because the teacher would let me bring my tray in or whatever. And they're conducting class and then they're not. And they just peek their head in and I'm right by the door, the desk right by the door. So they're like, you know, the teacher comes in, Bill. Can we see Mr. Brennan? And I'm like, yeah, here we go. So we're doing the walk, and they're like, we need you to open your locker. And I'm like, what's this all about? Playing dumb, you know what I mean? So they open the locker, they're searching, they're like, you know, they bring me down to the office, and now they're like, you know, well, there was some money taken from the lunchroom, and some people suspect you. And I said, well, why did they suspect me? And they said, well, because you're wearing a blue hoodie. And I said, oh, that's interesting, because I counted 7 other people with blue hoodies in that lunch, and I don't see anyone but myself down here right now. I said, you know what? I think you need to call my mom. You know, to get her on the phone right now.
You're a piece of shit.
You spit out my beer.
I doubled down. So they walk out, right? So now they're in the secretarial part, and I'm in the main office. So I pick the phone up, and I call my mom, and I'm like, yo, dude, they're going to call about some money. I said, Pop gave me $20 last night. I bought lunch. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So now they come back in. They get my mom on the fucking speakerphone right in front of me. And she's like, you know, they're like, would Bill have money on him today? And she's like, I don't know. I saw his Pop last night. He probably got $20 or something. Hit him up for lunch money or something. I don't know. So they're like, okay. Then they ask me how much you got on me. I said, I don't know, $17. My grandpa gave me fucking $20 last night, and boom, got off, you know, and got off. But they knew it was me. You know what I mean?
Ran away with murder, basically.
Yeah.
You say, well, what year was this?
01.
Yeah. When we were in school, there was cameras.
Yeah.
In the line, cameras in the cafeteria.
They kept calling him Mr. Brennan. He was like 42 by the time. I know. Mr. Brennan.
No, I never got held back. I skipped second grade, too. I never went to second grade.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we like give you like a nice fade on the side of your head?
I missed 147 days of school. Something like that. 137.
What the hell would you be doing in second grade that you weren't going to school?
Not learning how to spell roll, because I can't spell that. Save my life.
What word?
Roll.
Roll?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you get
I can't spell. It's always R-O-O-L. Rule. Yeah, can't do it, dude.
How often do you spell roll?
Not that often,
yeah,
but
roll that joint.
Right. Rock and roll. Rule.
Rock and rule.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, so let's get back to it. So when did you oh, I already did that one. And we did that one.
Come on, Bill.
I'm fucking high up, dude. What do you want? We got sidetracked. We went into fucking Bill's high school experience.
This is every Wednesday, Thursday night outside Choice. Yeah, I had one big story out of Bill.
Smoking weed.
Yeah. We did. I've hit you up with definitely a couple.
Because you know what it
more
is?
More than a couple.
Because everyone drinks, they want one beer, and then all of a sudden everyone starts bullshitting.
The 30 packs.
You look over, and everyone down like four beers, or we're all just fucking.
And that's because it took me 25 minutes to tell a story.
Your stories, it's like the one time at band camp. Yeah. Those are Bill's stories sometimes. It's like, Bill, just skip a few parts.
But that was part of originally why we wanted to do the pod, because I was like I said, I told people in the first episode I was going to write a book, and then I was like, nobody fucking my age or nobody reads anymore. So it's like, yeah, this is the platform. Let's do stories. And
well, you can't spell anyway, so you can't write a book.
That's also true. But because sometimes when I tell people, they're like, no fucking way, dude, you're full of shit. Like, your stories, you know what I mean? People look at me like, really? Like, even Mikey said it a couple weeks ago. He said somebody was in the chair and was like, he said, is Bill a felon? Is that real? And Mikey's like, yeah, I think like four or five times, dude, like gassing him up, you know what I mean? It's like,
I said, yo, check his waistband. He's got an Allen key on him right now.
He's got a fucking poker right now. Yeah, but that's part of it. I think, even like...
I forget who asked me that, too.
The guy at work sometimes...
It was someone that we play hockey with.
It was probably a...
I think it was him.
Oh, yeah?
It might have been
him. It was the whale?
Yeah.
You could say his name.
I'll give a shit, whale.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, he knows. The whale. The whale, he's not going to listen anyway. So that's what's good.
We already threw him. That was one episode what?
Oh, you know what's funny, though?
That story was on episode what, Bill?
But when you... Yeah, right. But now that you got called out, I'm going to say this will get a download out of him.
I got a shout-out for Joe Simpson for being the biggest asshole.
I was going to fuck... That was in my notes. I was going to say that.
For being the biggest asshole.
Asshole.
You owe Paisanos a case of beer, you jerk off.
A case of fucking beer. Dude, he drinks fucking... I mean, he's my man. I drink it too. I can't complain while he's over there. But I mean, he's
breaking my balls.
He goes. You watch when I bring you a beer. I said, you've been threatening to bring me beer since May.
Don't threaten me since May.
You've been threatening.
I know. Seriously, he comes in tomorrow too. No, because we're gonna listen to this tomorrow, obviously.
Yeah.
So when we get to the part where we all call him an asshole,
yeah,
he gets to listen to it.
That's funny. Shout out to Joe Simpson, you fucking jerk off.
It'll be about the 28-minute mark. You could start looking. Joe, you fucking weasel. You fucking bumsky.
You fucking Mr. Clean looking ass.
Clean.
Joe Simpson is catching heat right now.
That's why he don't shave his head completely. He only makes Mikey do like the clipper closed.
Yeah.
So it's not like shiny.
Oh, that's what it is.
Because he can't grow a beard to save his life.
He's not trying to fucking blind anybody. Wow. What do you got? Oh, hold on. I wanted to get your... Taylor's waiting for this, too. I wanted to get y'all's reactions to this. I'm going to fucking read you the headline, and then you're going to go, what?
Flyers are losing 1-0, by the way. Marla's giving me updates.
BS.
You ready for this? Here you go, Taylor. Gun enthusiasts celebrate man who shot himself in the balls as their king.
Where was this?
What makes him so manly if he doesn't have his balls anymore?
A guy who shot himself in the balls posted his journey from discharge from the hospital visit, and it's made him a king online. Back in May, we wrote about a group of gun enthusiasts who love taking pictures of loaded weapons and pointed it at their dicks. On a long enough timeline, one of them was inevitably going to accidentally discharge their weapon. Not sure which one. On Tuesday, that appears to be exactly what happened to one member in the San Diego area.
San Diego.
So, on August 11th, a member of the group, Loaded Guns Pointed at Penises, posted a video of himself pointing a loaded 9/11 handgun at his junk, and there's a brief pause before the gun discharges. The original video of the man shooting himself in the balls and subsequent thread has been deleted, but members of the group captured the video in the aftermath and have since re-uploaded it.
What? So do you have the video? I mean, like, it's six, it sounds. Can we get it? I need to see, like, the video. The story don't do it justice.
They don't actually have...
Ask me. Sounds like more of, like, a queen now that he doesn't have his balls.
But there's the still frame image.
So that's him. That's the exact image of before he shot himself in the balls.
Why the fuck would that? Like, I don't understand what.
Where'd they call him?
Like, when the
cheddar?
Fucking group comes down, and then, you know, one of the guys is like, yo, man, you're like, you're at work at the water cooler, and it's like, I just linked up with this new group of friends, man. It's really interesting what we've been doing. You should come down one time, check it out. Oh, yeah. Well, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're taking our loaded handguns and pointing them at our dicks and then fucking taking pictures, dude. It's really cool. Why would you sign up for that, dude?
Beats me.
That's crazy.
I need to see the video.
Talking about
Taylor,
handguns.
See if you can you find a video?
Of the guy shooting his fucking
I mean,
balls.
Said there's a video. I mean, like,
I don't even want to see that.
Balls. Talk about handguns.
You read the story, but you won't watch the video?
I mean, I don't want to see a guy shoot his balls. That sounds terrible.
I don't believe it's true.
Do you think did he pull the dick up and just shoot the balls?
No. I
don't know.
See, I don't know. Because you're pointing at something. You don't just point at the tip of your dick.
Right. I guess.
What would they call him? If he shot his tip of his dick off.
Is he alive?
Not tipsy.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, apparently. Because, it says that...
Good for him.
It says he's going to have a rough road ahead of him.
Talk about neutered.
I mean, but apparently they could probably do great things because they give women penises.
Yeah. I mean, really.
What do you think, Fly Guys are going to wrap it up tonight, dude?
They're losing 1-0. Marley just texted me.
That's all right. It's still early.
They pulled out tonight.
Yeah.
They pulled out.
I think so.
They get it done early.
Is Carter Hart playing? I think so.
Oh, let's get into this. So someone that we know that goaltends sometimes, he knows who he is.
What's his nickname? Jaws?
Jaws.
Oh my god. Yo, that's my D partner, bro.
Bro, I told him he was gonna come tonight and then he gave me a lame excuse.
Oh my god.
So
you're gonna have him on with us?
Yeah. Nah, I was gonna make him sit
outside.
I gassed him up like, yeah, you can come in, dude.
Just needed a ride.
he said after game five or after game two, the 5-0 loss, he would have sacked Carter Hart game three.
What? Really?
And I was like, what are you fucking on drugs, dude?
That whole team played like shit.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, and that's what I said. I guess it had nothing to do with Carter Hart's birthday was the previous day. So they were all.
I forgot about that. They were smoked, probably.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a rumor like in township. I don't know about any other town, but we cut a lot of young kids from the high school and everything. Mm. And it is like a big thing that it goes around that he DMs like.
A lot of girls.
A lot of girls. Like he's been screenshotted and blasted on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Carter Hart. Yes, I've seen this. I wish I saved them. I guess I didn't know we were going to talk about this.
I've had two clients this week.
You might not want to have that on your phone, dude.
Why?
I've had two clients this week actually mention it. Well, swear to God.
That he's been DMing young girls.
One kid's.
Well, not young girls. I mean, girls who are 18.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're not talking about 14-year-olds.
Yeah. One girl was the kid.
Oh, but
they're like freshmen in college.
Yeah. Oh, all right. But you said okay. Then my bad.
Well, they're young to us. We're fucking 6 years older than them.
Okay. No, but like now, the kids in high school and all that, they all know about it because they have the Twitter and all that.
One of them was my client's girlfriend's.
Oh, so yeah, but he's 22, so it doesn't matter. That's cool.
I don't give a shit. Hit me up. I'll take you out.
He's fucking slanging dick and saving pucks, dude. You know what? Philadelphia, if he brought the cup, fucking a lot of people give him a pass, whatever the fuck, that dude, he'd be a hero for the rest of his fucking life here. Never have to fucking do anything else today.
A hero. Like,
definitely should have brought more fireball shooters.
Oh, you hear him now?
Carter Hart would have stopped him. It would have stopped him and then DM'd you afterwards.
Mike, you would have answered him too. He wouldn't have screenshotted. He would have answered him.
Fucking right.
He would have Snapchatted us. Look who I'm with tonight.
Oh my God.
Fucking right.
So what, you guys wouldn't let Carter Hart do stuff to you?
I love
it's fuck Carter Hart, dude.
I love lick my taint.
Lick my taint balls.
Mike, you're calling some excuse. You know him, when you blast him on something. Well, you know, dude, like, you do it. No, Mike, I wouldn't.
And then text you on the ride home and be like, yo, so you seriously wouldn't do that?
What was that one dude saying today? Rico's client. The beard. He's breaking your balls, you guys. Oh, Mikey and one of my barbers' clients were going at it today.
Yeah.
I mean, we can sit here all night and talk about how we've had arguments. Not arguments, but like roast sessions.
Yeah. In the shop.
Of course.
No.
He kept talking about guys only fans. I said, what do you accept for guys only? Why are you so obsessed with guy only fans?
We kept saying we were going to the podcast. We kept telling everybody, follow the podcast and everything like that.
Yeah.
So Mikey and him were going back at it. And this dude got mad, I guess, because Mikey blasted his New Balances, the generic, the generic New Balances you see 5,000s. On, like, if you go to a barbecue and this dude ain't wearing these,
yes.
The food ain't gonna be like. So he literally said,
"Ready to cut grass."
Yeah, he literally said, "Like, yo," he said, "Yo, you got the Cookout 5,000s on," and then dude was like, "What are you talking about, bro? These New Balances are comfortable as hell." And we all looked at each other like, "Damn, bro."
Nobody started laughing.
Yeah, the whole shop, everybody their pants.
See, I can't hold it in, so I laugh. I instigate it. I don't argue. Nobody.
Right.
I just laugh at everything, so they keep going. Cause it's funny as shit.
Crossed them. He kept talking about I had OnlyFans. I'm like, what are you so worried about me having an OnlyFans for? They said, worry about buying a new pair of shoes. You got the fucking dad 5,000s on.
You should have said, it's interesting that you know that I have a guy's OnlyFans.
That's what I was saying.
What are you looking at?
Bill, I crossed them.
You've been like, yeah, dude.
On the way out, he said, good luck with the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
That's literally what he said, too.
As they said,
I crushed them. I said, yeah, you see me banging your sister on it.
I mean, we've had we get a lot of funny ones in there.
I'm sure.
I mean, we got.
What's the craziest thing that ever?
Nah, dude, I can go on all night, dude.
No, we got one dude.
I don't like saying names, but we got this one dude, man. He did a lot of work for me and everything, and he's like a kook, but like in a good way, like he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's just like, he comes
in. You don't know if he's telling the truth or making up stories because it's so funny.
Dude, he ended up meeting another client of ours and in CVS. Didn't even know he was our client, didn't know him.
Nothing.
Now, this dude drives a Charger, Aviators.
Looks like a cop.
Yeah, but he's not.
What's he, a cookie salesman or something like that?
I don't know what he thinks. I know he does crazy shit. But my client meets him, at who CVS. Also gets cut at the shop. In CVS, and goes, yo, that's a nice haircut or something like that. Like, I'm looking to buy hair gel or something. So they end up talking. So the dude looks at him and goes, are you a cop? So the dude's like, no. He goes, do you want to buy Percocets? No, this is how it went. This is how the story was told on both sides.
Yep.
Well, Percocets were bought, and then he literally showed, like, he texted the dude after and goes, are you sure you're not a cop?
You know how they always say there's a true story, a false story, and...
Somewhere in between.
Somewhere in between. They had the exact same story.
Maybe.
I mean, when I was getting
story.
My... He did a lot of work for me in the place.
Any chance they're both cops?
Ooh, that's...
Hell no.
No, I don't know either.
Dude. Right,
let me tell you.
When I was getting work done on my place, he did a lot of work. He is good with that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'd get my ceiling sprayed. It was brown before. So he had to spray it multiple times. He had one of his buddies who had the sprayer come in. I come in one day, go to turn the TV on.
Fucking broken.
It's smashed. I didn't notice when it was off. So he's got to pay for it. That one dude he met at CVS, he had him, because he had a license, driving him to every Walmart in New Jersey
trying to return
a broken TV. Switching serial numbers on other TVs.
Yep.
I
was literally just about to tell that story.
He met this dude at CVS because he was asking about his haircut.
Right.
Sold him Percocets, and now they're buddies, and they drive to Walmart together.
I'm pretty sure he actually drove him all the way out to Pennsylvania somewhere. To fucking exchange the TV, and they stole it.
Every time you get to another Walmart, he'd call us, and he'd be like,
they didn't take
this one either, bro. We're like, oh, well, I don't have to tell you.
So my thoughts are this. Theft of services is bad, but if as long as it's to a big corporation, I'll look the other way. And it's also not always a bad idea to have someone on the team like that.
Yeah. That's why we got you on our fucking Monday team. The enforcer.
That's what I should have got on the jersey.
You know, you gotta have fun people like that around. Like we got to
poke him up, that one in the back.
Poke him up. That would have been it's too late now.
You should have
You could text Ross.
You should have got the enforcer.
Enforcer. I put one hand on the number and he goes right down. He's a diver. He's a diver. Yo, and it's happened multiple times. And I literally go up to him like, come on, bro. We're just skating. I'm like, dude, I know I didn't push you like that. He looks at me. I don't know.
Last night was a pretty good skate. We had fun. Me and you. We were connecting.
Scotty pushed me over last night. You know what I think it is? I don't have the fucking boats no more. I don't have the Noah's Ark. The skates are smaller, so I'm going to lean and I fall right over.
Yeah. That was fun last night. Our team was pretty decent, huh?
Sounds like a cop out.
What would be Billy's nickname if he was a regular in the barbershop?
If he was a regular in the
barbershop. It can't be Billy Allen Key. No. Like on the rink. Like, what would it be?
Billy Slickback. Because that's what we give him.
I don't know. We give everyone nicknames.
I kind of look like, do you see how like parts in the middle sometimes from wearing the hat all the time? If you go back and look at like old like government men that like were trying to take down like Elliot Ness, like come on, the G boy's here, boy. Uh-huh. You never saw the fucking the movie when
kids still get that now.
Johnny Depp.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it right in the middle.
Yeah, I'm not about that life. What were you going to say?
When are you going to come in and let us give you a nice fade? Shorten up the sides. Never. And just slick the back back. Slick the top back.
I don't know. I'm going to gas people. I'm going to see how long I can keep gassing people up and telling them, I'm getting the mullet, dude.
Look here, because you always had the hat on in the movie. I don't want to say the name. I won't build it, though. So. That's you. Because you always had the hat on and it flowing up the sides.
Willy Wonka, but the original? Gino. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Johnny Zapp.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah. He's got a better nose, though.
Which one of those two?
He doesn't have a D88 sectum.
If they had sex, you'd be the baby.
Which Wonka do you like better, Gene Wilder or Johnny Depp?
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, for sure. It's not even a question.
That's not even a question.
Right.
Johnny Depp did other movies that were 10 times better than freaking Willy
Wonka. And he also did movies that were equally as bad as that.
Absolutely.
Of that hot, piecing flame of garbage.
I mean, I like the Gene Wilder because you look like him, so I'm always going to
be biased. Yeah, and you're pretty cute, so.
And wait, what? And what?
Pretty cute, dude.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been blessed with good genetics, dude. Facts. I mean, that's pretty apparent, the fact that I've partied as hard as I have, and I still have all my teeth, and I'm a fairly good-looking dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
As much as we talk about, even in hockey and everything, I don't know if I have a nickname for it yet.
It'll come to you. Don't force it.
No, I can't force it. Because I think we have so many of you when we're playing hockey, like breaking balls.
Yeah.
That like we have a dude that we call in the shop, like we call him Joey Sweats.
Yeah.
Because he fucking sweats like a pastor at a daycare.
Like we have...
Oh, my God.
He went bad.
There's no exaggeration. This dude, he comes in like early for his cuts and bullshits. He's cool as hell.
Yeah.
Dude, he's dripping talking to you.
Like soaked. Like 350 pounds, sweating like a...
I almost put somebody on blast, but I'm not gonna.
We literally call him Joey. Yo, he laughs at it too. We call him Joey Sweats and he answers to it. He goes, dude, you can't keep calling me that. So we have everyone in the shop calling him that now. But
I have hurt feelings when you call me that. Please.
Please, Billy, please. Not making fun of me.
Please don't do that.
We rhyme people's names, too, and they don't like it. Troy Boy, Roy Boy.
Yeah.
We have Rye Guy.
Rye Guy, yep.
Everyone's got nicknames, dude.
You know what you should tell the guy that about the OnlyFans next time? Be like, yo.
Here's the
you
link.
You don't have any fans. Like, my bad, my ADD went right back to the guy, because I keep getting the image of the New Balances in my head.
Dog, if you would have seen this dude, he's a clown.
Yeah. Did he have cargo shorts on?
Yeah. He really did.
He was wearing like Walmart jean, cargo jean. Pants.
Yo, wait, hold on.
Jean cargo shorts? That would be even worse.
Which the, which the dude from The Simpsons, the clown?
Krusty.
That's what he looked like, fucking Krusty.
That's fantastic. What, Sixers go final? Bad, right?
Yeah, they lost.
It was bad?
They lost, yeah.
Yeah, I tuned out.
Check up on the Flyer score for us, will you, please?
Oh, my God, on ESPN.
So who else wrapped up?
I mean, they're
up?
Winning tonight anyway.
Who else wrapped up? Boston? Boston advanced? Tampa
did
advanced?
They? Tampa did. I didn't Tampa see anything
won.
Else.
I won $5 off a client on that, actually.
You were taking
action. It's 1-1 in the second, so.
1-1 in the second? Caught a hat. Caught a hat.
Caught a hat.
Who else advanced?
1-1, by the way.
Yeah, one Bruins. One. Bruins and the Avalanche.
Oh, whatchamacallit didn't win. Isles lost last night, so Washington stayed alive, right?
Washington, yeah, Ovi with Ovi that sniper.
Two.
Oh.
He had two, right?
So we'll be playing Boston, right?
I think they all get reseeded, correct, Taylor?
What was that?
Don't they all get reseeded, NHL, after this round? Don't
I'm
they?
Not sure.
I don't think, you know
maybe,
what?
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't think anybody knows. I think it's a fucking equation, and then they just make up the rules as they go
That's
along.
That's the sports guy right across from you.
Like, how the fuck did...
That's him right there.
I mean, there's too much going on for me. Like I watch in the shop, but...
Yeah. Like, I told Justin last week, I haven't watched fucking any... since the NBA went down to the Orlando
Oh, see, that's
football.
All I do on my days off.
I haven't seen any...
See, I mean, we have it on the shop a lot, but not the sound, because we like playing music.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to pay attention, to be honest.
Big games, like, we played the sound on the Lightning game today, because that was actually a really good game to watch, too.
Yeah.
It was 4-4 going into overtime?
The Blue Jackets were up 4-2, and then third
came
period,
back,
they tied it up 4-4, went to OT, and then... Who was it? Brayden Point.
Lightning, yeah.
Brayden Point scored that.
Oh, yep. He scored again.
Scored again.
Mm-hmm.
He's nice.
Yeah.
What number?
We looked down. We looked down for literally 30 seconds.
You know what number he wears?
I think 21. Right?
Yeah, I knew what number.
21's out for blood.
21's out for blood.
Yeah, I don't know a 21. I don't know a 21 that scores.
Me neither.
Didn't you score last night? 5-hole? Tommy Malloy?
You don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't even.
He like blacks out like when things
when
like
plays,
that happen.
Yeah.
He don't know how to play.
Because he got the red helmet on now.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think I had a couple snot bubbles coming out last night too.
The red helmet don't protect your ears.
And then
ears,
I was
though.
Like, yeah. And then I was all bugged out because I was like, it's COVID, so I didn't want to do the snot rockets on the floor because I'm like, oh wait, huh?
Why would you anyway?
Because fucking savage, bro.
Ugh.
What, you wouldn't?
You don't
on the roller rink?
Yeah, right on the bench.
On the bench.
And the rink.
Not on the rink when you're playing. That's
oh, my God, yeah.
Disrespectful.
That's how you mean you get you hit.
Oh, dude, I remember I did it at Defford one time. I was like, right?
Yeah.
And then right before the face-off, and then when we were lining up, I looked over, and I was like, oh, dude, you see that? And then somebody was like, yeah. And I was like, who the fuck? What a fucking asshole. Who the fuck does shit like that?
Yeah. It's like Mario Kart. Like, with the banana, you push it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like you hit it with a snot rocket.
Imagine really rolling in that, and then you get back to the bench, and you're taking a sip. You're like, what in the fuck
mad.
Is
yeah.
on my wheel?
Yeah.
Look at him. Look at his face right now. He's gagging thinking about it.
It's the fireball coming back up.
I'll throw it the fuck up.
Rinse and repeat.
Just make the sound. He starts gagging.
I got a weak stomach.
You're drinking Fireball, so clearly you don't.
Wait, did he just say I have an iron stomach?
I said a weak stomach, and by the way,
that's
soon
true.
As I get out
I'll
of here, I'll be
that.
Fucking running down my leg.
Fast. Taylor's,
he's bad. He's
Taylor,
bad.
So Mikey and I couple quite a few tournaments this summer when we were on the road. Mikey, we roomed together, so a couple times we drove out, and Mikey's like, I looked in the glove box or somewhere, and I was like, you ever roll a toilet paper? I'm like, what's toilet paper for, dude? And he's like, I fucking told you, dude. Fucking my stomach. Get the fucking shits, bro. And I was like, oh, it's really like that? Damn.
Stomach, yep.
I did hear two people on another show I did the other day say the same thing. They have baby wipes and TP
horrible,
in a car at all times.
Horrible stomach. Horrible stomach.
Just in case.
Yep. Yeah, you never know. You never know.
I'd keep the baby wipes in the car for sure.
I mean, I think you need to go to the doctor's because he's bad.
Like, if it's leaking while you're driving, yeah, you got an issue going.
I remember
Pop his Annie, I'll be all right.
I remember years ago I was working for this company and we went to do a delivery. So we're driving in the box truck. We did the delivery. It's all the way down the shore, like Wildwood. So we're coming back. Came back 3:47, you know, to go up 55, whatever, blah, 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 right? So I fall asleep. And I woke up, and it was CSNY, Sweep Judy Blue Eyes, and it's right to the part where it's, you know, starting to crescendo, building up, right, Taylor?
Yeah.
And the box truck that we were in, when it was completely empty in the back, the fucking sound, it was loud as fuck. It sounded like the band was in the back doing the thing.
Right.
So I wake up, and we're on the side, right before you get on the 55, we're on the side of the road, and it's all fucking woods, and I'm like, and I'm waking up, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on, dude? And I look over, and I'm like, where's the driver? Like, dude that I worked with is gone, bro. And then I look right, and I'm like, it's all woods. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on, right? So maybe about a minute goes by, and then here comes motherfucker trudging out of the woods, right? And I'm like, oh, this fucking dude just fucking got out and took a shit in the fucking woods, right? And then I look down, it's summertime, he's got the shorts, and he comes down, he's only got the one sock, dude. And I'm like, ah, dude,
you gotta do it, you gotta do it.
You gotta do it, man.
My dad drove an hour, he worked in Wilmington, Delaware.
Yeah.
Almost 20 years.
Yeah.
He had two rolls of toilet paper in his car at all times.
All times.
He drove an hour to work and an hour back.
Yeah.
And he said,
I'm telling you, you never know.
Sometimes you can't wait till the rest stop.
You got to do what you
got
to do.
I got a friend that's a
what about the one time we went to Hershey for the tournament?
Yeah.
As soon as we got to the hotel, I'm like, whew. Thank God I fucking
made it. Oh, you bombed the lobby out.
Bombed the lobby out, dude. I said, thank God.
For the whole weekend. That shit smelled.
Dude, I had to do it.
Although,
I had to do it, bro.
In your defense, some of it might have been the hotel. That was the one that they fucking, remember the bed liner drawing?
I still don't believe this story. Yeah. Not that I don't believe it. I believe it was caused by one of the two in the room.
Yeah.
Didn't we get the hotel for free that weekend?
Yes. Facts.
Yep. Fuck that.
Because you fucking wrote an email. Like,
there's fucking skeet on the fucking edge of the bed.
One of you guys did it.
No. It was there the day we got there.
Every time we talk about this, Billy looks at me funny. Like, he did it, and it's like fucking just, yo, what the fuck is it?
Fucking skeet all over a room, dude. That's fucking gross.
Not without any bitches there.
What do you know?
You're just trying to get people in trouble. There was skeet all on the bed. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I'm like, did you?
How do you know it was skeet? You didn't notice it until you got done the tournament?
No,
it was the first night, as soon as we got there.
And I was like, yo, and I went to the fucking.
You said you left after you seen it.
We got a different room.
Oh.
Yeah. And we got the fucking shit for free.
Fuck that.
Well, there you go.
Because we fucking,
And we lost
because I fucking brought the cleaning lady. I'm like, you have to clean that. She's like, I gave you some shit. Like, there's nothing on the bottom of the day.
She didn't speak English.
That wasn't what I was saying.
But
she also didn't speak English.
Anyway, that tournament didn't end well for us.
No, it didn't have the result.
Fucking Chris Fabian, the fucking.
It didn't have the result that we wanted.
Can't stand that kid. I really
throw him right
can't.
Under the bus. He's not listening. Don't matter anyway.
Oh,
get the fucking weasel.
Definite. Like, if the tournament director has to call you in, and, you know, after your first 4 minutes of a game, and he has to tell you about somebody.
You better cut your shit out. Yeah. That's what he said.
Yeah.
You done with your shit, he said?
Yeah.
Fabian's like, what do you mean? Are you done with your shit?
Yeah. Yeah, he did tell him that. Get your shit together, Fabes.
Meanwhile, everybody had at least 8 guys and a coach. We had 5 and nobody on the bench with us.
6.
One of them didn't count. I'm not going to say names. One didn't count.
That's terrible.
But also that tournament, I did smash the goalie's water bottle first play of the first game.
Yeah. Yeah. It broke all over the back, and then they had to fucking mop it up.
Ugh.
That was a year ago yesterday. It popped up in Facebook memories.
Yeah, I seen that.
Did you see it?
Too bad we would have went down there and won this time.
Probably.
No one wanted to go.
Probably. Everyone's all turning out. The other thing I wanted to talk about, I know that when I went in for my shop visit, we had, and then We had lunch. Phenomenal. More than once we've had lunch.
Yeah. From one of the best. More than phenomenal.
No gas.
The best sandwiches in South Jersey.
Yeah, I'd probably co-sign that.
Best sandwiches on that side of the bridge. 100%. I mean, different in Philly. I mean, but we brought Philly to Jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Peter and Son sandwiches on Delcy Drive.
Glass Barrel.
The Barrel.
You can't miss it. I mean, I don't know the exact address. I believe it's 10 North Delcy Drive. I mean, if you go down Delcy, you pass Landmark on the right, you go past the light, and it's right on the left Express Mart.
From two Vicks.
Well, you go down Delcy and Glassboro, it's after that light, after the Express Mart, right on the left.
It's 20 North Delcy Drive.
Delcy Drive.
Glassboro. Phenomenal.
I mean, if you're in the Glassboro area, the Township area, Blackwood, Williamstown, you kind of already know about it. But places around, maybe the Mount Laurel area.
What's the go-to?
Well, it's the Philly cheesesteak. It's sliced ribeye. It's the Whiz Wit, like the real
cheesesteak.
They're known for the pretzel cheesesteak.
You go and you get the cheesesteak. Pretzel cheesesteak. And you get it over with. Oh, everyone knows them.
Pretzel with a fucking cheesesteak inside of it.
God damn.
Santa Lucia.
They can do everything on the pretzel, though. But they got everything. I mean, you can't get roast pork anywhere like that. I mean, it's all their chicken cutlets are
sliced ribeye. It's an actual cheesesteak. It's not no pizza shop cheesesteak chopped up. You know what I mean? It's actual sliced ribeye.
Cutlets are they're breaded to order, pan seared to order. So like it is like the freshest of the fresh.
Yeah.
Prices are actually pretty competitive to most places too. It's like it's crazy, man. Prices, we order every Friday in the barbershop.
Prices are actually cheaper than a pizza joint.
Yeah,
it's 110%.
Ladies and gentlemen, Taylor just got a boner.
A boner and a food coma.
Yeah. Sign me up.
That's
not a fucking shits are rocking. I haven't had a bad one yet.
Oh my God! What did you have when we went? Did you have the meatball when we ate there?
I think we did get meatballs.
Yep.
I'll tell you this. I don't lie. You ready?
That's a lie.
If we win, what do you mean? Mike. Yo. The Iron Man. What did I say? What did I tell everybody on the Iron Man?
It was me, you, Casey Forte, and Luke Viola. You said if we win, Casey and Luke get free haircuts for the month of July.
Every time they even got cut, I said, all you got to do is tip my boy. Okay. I said, I'm going to give Mike the money for the haircut if we win tournament.
And then maybe it's only both got a haircut one time.
One time. Idiots. They could have came in once a week and got a haircut.
For four free haircuts.
Oh, that's
dumb. We win Mondays. We go have a fucking cookout at Peter and Sons. That'd be, oh my God, I'd be in bed for 2 days.
I'll tell you right now. Wait, what's your name?
If we don't win, we still go have the cookout and we'll charge it to the Algos card.
Yeah.
Still a win.
There you go. I mean, hate on me. I don't care what you do.
Facts.
I'm telling them to get the filet steaks in that day.
What's your name on the...
Digital.
Digital. What's yours?
I think it's the Don.
The Don.
What's yours?
Fungu. Mikey Fungu.
Oh, that's why it's not Fungu, because it's Mikey Fungu.
Fungu.
You still should have been Billy Pocketknife.
Billy Pocketknife. Fungu, so when I'm skating past him and about to score, basically means go fuck yourself.
Should I go classic vet move? It's not about the nicknames on the back. It's about paisanos on the front.
It's about the name on the front.
Yeah.
The name on the front is a hell of a lot more than the name
on
the back.
Fuck that place.
But the nicknames are really cool, though. Yeah, but...
Our jerseys are sick, though.
Yeah, they're actually... We'll put them up.
Yeah, they're sick.
They were low key for a couple weeks now. Everybody could say.
I mean, the shirts are fucking cool.
The boys are back.
I brought Bill and everybody.
Justin and Taylor got the
Fanatic shirts. I mean, we did one more before this, and it was the Eagles ones.
That was a big seller.
I think you got one of them.
Yes.
Right? And they were pretty cool.
And the red, white, and blue.
So we got the Fanatic on.
And we got the
Fanatic. Even though the Phillies, they're coming back up.
They're coming. Yeah.
We're gonna do these.
I saw the Grit Grit.
The gritty shirts.
I took the poll.
I mean,
I said yes.
I mean, I didn't check the poll. I'm going to check the poll now because if someone said no,
it was 91% to 90.
It was 91% to 9. I mean, should I put people on blast for saying no? Because I have their names right here.
Just be like,
and one of them, is related to someone in this room.
Who is it? Related to me? Which one? To me.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
My girlfriend?
She said no. She said no.
Fuck that bitch. You know she's going to be wearing one left.
Oh, she just trolled you.
Oh, man, that's not good.
She's trolling.
Obviously, she likes them. I got them on my shin.
I mean, come on, dude. How do you not like the gritty shirts?
Marla.
I mean, you got to ride
I'm
out
telling
for
you this
right
now. Go fucking pound sand, all right?
You hear him?
Yes.
If she was here, it wouldn't be like that, bro. Yeah,
oh, my God.
I don't
know. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Marcy's waiting in the parking lot. Go outside, will you?
Wait, are we still talking? We got time?
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to hear a story about Mikey and how he talks to his girlfriend?
No, don't bring that up.
What?
You talking about down the shore?
No, about how she bitched you out.
She didn't bitch me out.
Yo, he goes like this, ready? I got her wrapped around my finger, bro. I got her going to get a tank for my turtles. All this shit. If I told her to fucking jump, she said, how high? She comes in.
She hurts.
Slams the fucking turtle tank on the pool table. You owe me $100.
You know, so yeah, hold on. Moral of the story, did or did she not get me the turtle tank? She did. I do got her wrapped around my finger. Like a
fucking
yo-yo.
Did she raise her hand to him and almost smack him in front of all the clients
final
in the barber shop?
Words.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I said final last words
that she kills with the turtle
tank. She had the last word when she left.
Of course, Brandon brought that up.
She left with the money, right?
What did he just say? She was going to pound sand? I said she ain't going to say that to her.
He's got to make me look like a jerk off in front of everybody.
You just
time.
Said that you were going to tell your girlfriend to go pound sand.
If she don't want the gritty shirt, go pound sand.
Nah, I think you did a pretty good job of that yourself. You're like, fuck, you listening more? Like, you could have probably had it on in the car and she probably wouldn't even have known because she'd have blocked us out. And then you're like, listen up. Hey, woman that I date, Marla. We're about to tell stories about the time I told you to go fucking pound sand.
Mikey's going to make her listen to the first five and like, all right, we'll finish it later.
It's not that good. I mean, it's just us telling jokes. It's just guy stuff. You don't want to hear it. Yeah. Listen up, Marla.
It gets a little dirty at the end. We can't listen to that.
Yeah, you don't want to hear what they were talking about. Spooging on bed sheets, dude.
Brandon's a ball breaker.
Thanks for coming in, gents.
No problem, dude.
We had a good time.
It was fun.
Any shout outs? Real quick.
Yeah, one more. Shout out Joe Simpson, you fucking jerk off.
Fucking weasel. Any
I mean, out? I guess you shout out the barbershop. Love all my employees. Shout out Billy and the Paisanos team because we're having a good ass fucking time playing on Mondays.
Yo, my man.
Choice.
Thanks for coming in. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate
shout out
it.
Y'all. Taylor.
Thanks, Taylor.
Take us
Thank
out.
Thank you, Bobby.
We'll be back next week. Oh, we got Sam. Sam's coming in. It's going to be a good time. I'm feeling